Welcome everybody to the big call tonight. I didn't look. I think it's the third, isn't it? The 3rd of August.
No,
is that correct?
The 4th. It's
the 4th of August, exactly. Thank you, Sue. Welcome, take two. Welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, August 4th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a really fun call tonight. I've got some pretty good stuff to give you guys, and I know Sue will and Bob will, and we're going to have a super call. So I'm looking forward to that. Before we get to Sue's teaching tonight, though, let me take a deep breath and let us pray in the call together. All right? Let's do that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that is happening behind the scenes. We thank you that things are going on behind the scenes to elevate us and move us into the direction that you would like for this country to go, for all of us to go. Thank you that things are happening, things are going on behind the scenes, some of which we know, some of which we think we know. But Lord God, you know the end from the beginning. Thank you for that. Give us every day, each day, our daily bread, and give us our blessings that we know are coming soon. We thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, thank you for the correction on the date. I'm glad I had the day right at least. And, oh man, you guys, I'm kind of jacked up in a way. I need to just chill for a little bit. And somebody said, Bruce, you were really chill on Thursday night's call. And I was. I was a little bit chilled out. And I don't know exactly why, but I was. And I'm back tonight. I'm back with a vengeance. Maybe not. But anyway, we'll see. Sue, tell us a little bit about this teaching tonight. What's it going to do for us tonight? How's it going to elevate us and bring us closer to God?
I just finished completing a text. That's a good thing about being with you, Bruce, is that I have time to complete a text. So fun. Is that, you like the way I did
good.
That?
That was good.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back to. Okay.
And if you're not ready, Sue, I have a completely different ringtone. Yes, it's a door song for Sue, just so you know.
Love that devoted. Listen, you get points for a devoted heart. How do you like that for a little zinger that's thrown your way? Okay.
I love it. Thank you.
But it's true. The kingdom surge. We decree it's time for the synergy of the ages. It's time for the divine convergence of the ages. It's time for the greatest days on earth. A worldwide revival is beginning to roll through America and the world. It will be, I believe, like the snowball, getting bigger and bigger until finally it's going to roll right over the gates of hell.
Hello.
It's going to steamroll strongholds. It's going to scatter. Let's not say it's going to. It is scattering, shattering, and rolling. Just bring it into the present. Over Antichrist government systems.
Yeah.
It's going to roll right through cultural and societal hindrances. We're living in awesome times because we now have entered into the days of Christ's kingdom surge. Christ's kingdom surge. It's going to move through this world in ways never thought possible before. We're all now going to do some brand new things in some new ways, and we will now face a new testament that has never been seen before, one that is based on the foundation of the prophets. And it'll be functioning in the kingdom of God, governing authority through us all right here and now. I know that's a big statement, but I absolutely believe it. Will you believe it with us here on the big call?
Mm-hmm.
There's never been anything like what we're going to see in all of history. From glory to glory to glory must somehow mean bigger and bigger and bigger, greater and greater and greater, stronger and stronger and stronger, more powerful, more powerful, more powerful. And I'm going to add this, more beautiful, more beautiful, more beautiful. It cannot mean weaker and weaker and weaker until Christ finally comes back to save us.
Mm.
One tremendous aspect of this new era is the converging of the ages. Holy Spirit has been planning this supernatural convergence of the ages for years. It's coming to pass in our time. This is highly significant. I believe that's why the revelation of angels is upon us. When the Holy Spirit began to reveal angels and what Christ is doing, it prompted years of study and a journey that we're all entering into today. He showed this convergence of the ages. He also revealed that King Jesus had issued an order for a new campaign upon the earth, a revival and a kingdom that will be everywhere. Think about this as we go to the prayer. God, we ready ourselves for the kingdom revival that is now here. Release your presence to move and ignite a new, miraculous earth here and now. That's our teaching for tonight. And it's called the Kingdom Surge.
Yeah, the Kingdom Surge, yeah. Well, I think the kingdom is going to surge. And I think we're moving in that direction let me put it this way, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. And, of course, you know I tend to look at everything that you say biblically, and I look and say, okay, what is being said? How do we justify what the teaching is in terms of God's Word? And I think what I get from this is that the church, meaning the body of Christ, remember, Jesus is the head of the body. We are his arms, legs, his members of his body. That's who we are as believers, followers of Jesus Christ. That's who we are. That's our role. We're to be salt and light in this earth. You know, I could go on and on about that. But I look at the resurgence of, or the revival of believers throughout the world, not just here in the States, but we need it. We need revival. And revival, to have revival, you have to have Bible first. You have to have life. You have to have life of people that are followers and believing in the work of the finished cross that Jesus gave us. And that's what he did for us. He came, you know, to be a ransom for many. And that's what he did. And a lot of people say, well, that was 2,000 years ago. What in the world would that have to do with me today? Well, it has everything to do with you today. Everything. And I like to think that we are coming closer and closer and closer together to unify against what you talked about, Sue, basically the spirit of Antichrist in this earth. Now, if you're a believer in Christ, you will go up in the rapture before the Antichrist is even here. That's what happens at the midway point of the tribulation. And what happens also at that time is the so-called mark of the beast. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer in Christ, you put your faith in Christ, you will not be here to take the mark of the beast. It ain't going to happen. Jesus is going to call the church out, the great catching away, the calling up of the body of believers when he comes and we meet him in the clouds. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Those of us who are here, who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. And from that point on, we will forever be with the Lord. That's when our eternity essentially starts. We get a new, brand new resurrection body, even better than the medbed body, because we'll be interdimensional, like Jesus, walk through walls. He could appear one minute someplace and the next second be somewhere completely different. And we're going to have that same ability, because remember, we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're joint heirs. Anything Jesus has will be ours. Anything we have will be his. And that's just the way it's going to be. And so until that time, we have to occupy until he comes, meaning doesn't just mean hang around and sleep all day. It means do things that are furthering your knowledge of the Gospels, knowledge of Jesus, knowledge of and being able to do what we're doing with our projects, what Sue's doing with her projects, and Bob and I with Rebuild America and all of that. That's occupying until he comes back. When's he coming? People have thought he was coming years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, 20 years ago. I know a guy that thought he should have come like 3.5 weeks ago. Okay? You cannot predict it. Jesus himself says, you know, we're not to know the day or the hour of his return, of the return. Now, did Jesus know when he's coming back? Yes, because he's 100% God and 100% man. Yes, the God side of Jesus, if you will, knows when the return is. But that is something that we have to look forward to. Until that time, we're going to occupy. We're going to rebuild America. We're going to rebuild international. We're going to fix the water problem. We're going to fix a lot of problems that we can fix on this earth. We can do it. We're going to up-level humanity, and we're going to give everybody a fighting chance to have a new life. That's what we're going to do. We're going to come out of the med beds, and we'll be ready to go. As James says, he's going to hit the ground running. Well, he's already running. He's been running, and we got to catch up to him. And Sue knows who I'm talking about, JT. And,
okay.
You know, I'm just saying, guys, this is a good teaching, and I think we have to all come together, and I really want us all to pray that President Trump, who is God's man for this hour, is continuing to do the right thing for this country, and that our country will somehow come together once this thing goes. I don't see it happening before this happens, but I think it will happen after it happens, because we have a long way to go, and maybe a short time to get there. We'll see. But I just appreciate you, Sue, and thank you for that teaching, and look forward to Bob's comments on it. Bob, let's see what you have to say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'll second those comments that you made. And, Sue, thank you. And, Sue, not just for this teaching, but for 10-plus years of teaching.
Thank you, and, Bob.
Teachings can stack upon each other in their power. And for all of us on the Big Call that have been here for all these years and been blessed by these teachings, it helps us to grow bit by bit to become, you know, who we are today. And there's other ways of evolving our consciousness from, you know, from reading the Word, from going to church, from reading books. But the consistency of the teachings on the Big Call every Tuesday and Thursday, week after week, month after month, year after year, and now over a decade, has created this avalanche of positive energy for this whole group of the many thousands and millions of people that have listened to the call. So it's a great blessing. And I think with this particular teaching, you know, the greatest days on earth that are to come, I believe they're here right at the doorstep. And they're knocking on the door, and we are about to open the door. And there's going to be this very, very glorious day soon to come when anything that's holding back the glory of Christ's energy is going to be abolished. And Satan will finally be gone. And all that will be left will be Christ's energy. But even though the knock is at the door, we still have to have his back. And here on earth with individuals, we have each other's back. We'll have kind words when someone is down, or support in one way or another when someone needs it, financial support or a place to stay. All those types of things is how we have each other's back. And then in addition, we have Christ's back at the same time, because until he comes, we're the ones that are holding the space, and we need to be the ones that shall expose the evil, expose Satan, and we're the ones that shall battle and proclaim that Satan is to be cast out, and we're to defeat him, to make way for the Christ energy to come and cast him into, you know, permanent insignificance, so that surge, Sue, from the teaching, the surge of the kingdom follows, and instead of what we have now with this crazy balance of energy of good and evil, where most of the people think that things are not okay and are living under stress and tension, and people die from stress. That is what is going to be cast aside in deference to the surge of the kingdom, and we'll all be able to bask in the love and the forgiveness and the constant encouragement and an omnipresent healing power and harmony throughout the whole world, and it's just oozing with positivity and gratitude. And then as the door is fully opened and the energy steps through, that becomes our time for rejoicing. And the rejoicing is for the onset of the greatest days on earth. And thus we will all be resurrected.
Amen.
That's good. Thank you, Bob. That was so beautiful.
Bob, you got a good handle on that, Bob. I like your version of what is happening, going on right now, and you're exactly right in my opinion. We have to cast the devil out. We've got to keep Satan gone from our lives. Let Christ and let the Holy Spirit into our lives. You know, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man let me in, that I may sup with him and he with me. You know, obviously, men and women, obviously. And we just thank you that's right. So, you know, I could go on and on. Let's not. But let's do this. Thank you, Bob, for that. Sue, Bob captured it nicely when he thanked you for I don't know, has it been 10 years? It's been a while since you've been doing the teachings.
Yes.
Gosh, amazing.
I know, it's hard to believe.
It's a lot. But, yes, that takes faith to do that, and I'm appreciative of it, and so is everybody that's listening. in Big Call Universe. So thank you for it. I really appreciate it too. And the question is, as we segue over, let's have your comments on the teaching itself, Sue. How does it stack up in your mind? What do you think, and what do you gain from that teaching tonight?
Well, I want to acknowledge both of you. Thank you for the, you know, you have a special ringtone. And Bob, thank you so much for, here's the real value in what you were saying is, for me, for everyone, is modeling what is kingdom, but it's really team surge. If we could have people that would acknowledge the value of what another person brings, like you do so consistently, talking about Bruce, talking about me, and I'm talking about you now. See that nice circle? That's going to change. That's going to change the world. And I think one of the most important gifts of this teaching for me is that kingdom surge. If you think about it, Bob, Bruce knows we reach a lot of people. A lot of people. Don't go into the numbers yet. You can say it at the end, maybe, Bruce. And kingdom surge, more than, you know, you would be surprised, more than mega churches and et cetera. And we have people from all faiths. We have, I know it because I work with them. All faiths, it's Christ-centered, but all different faiths. And so to me, every single one that's listening to this now is moving into this, just like the teaching said, this era of synthesis. What I call synthesis, it's Satan isn't just outside of you. You got to look at the darkness inside of you too. It's not you're not separated. You've lived in it. You've got to go inside. You've got to be honest with yourself. You've got to be, you know, really spending quality awareness in Christ to move into what I think, just I go with Bob on this, what we know from the latest quantum science and neuroscience and all these emerging sciences is that, and there was a CIA report that was just released showing how people can walk through walls. We actually can do the things that Christ said we can do right now. Right now. It's been suppressed. But the goal is that with the RV and then a commitment to keeping your eyes single. I mean, I appreciate being the person that gets to bring a very unified, integrated, expanded, and maybe more proximate, like the miracles are right here, just like Bob said, and like Bruce was sort of hinting. I think we're going to be living through a miraculous age. And remember, there is no time. If you believe the miracle is right here and you live your life as if everybody we're meeting, we're coming onto your project, we're doing this, and that there's no delay, you're going to find out from quantum physics that's how reality in Christ gets revealed. It's up to our perception. Our perception in Christ. If we see it now, it's happening now. And those are the things, those are the little tweaks that I think are going to be more present to us as all this new suppression is released, the new well-being is released, the new eye being focused and single is adhered to, and I feel so honored to be with both of you and to be with all of you to hold that frequency as occurring now. It's in the now moment that everything gets created. And I think in the now moment, the huge body that Bruce started 15 years ago when he started this call, and that accumulated because of the people he attracted, all of you on the call that he attracted, the quality of the intel he gets, our incredible people that give us intel, that's a lot of commitment. And it takes a lot of commitment to come to this call, let go of the doubt, and choose to live in your I being single, saying, I am part of this kingdom or team surge in Christ, and I'm walking and doing something every day to be that now and to bring that here now. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody on this call is doing it. So those are my thoughts.
That's good, Sue. I like that. I love the way you put that. And that's, you know, that's what I define as occupying. That's what occupying is until he comes. I mean, that's doing something with your life in the meantime. I keep calling us in the meantime right now. And you know, it's funny because, you know, God is out of time, but he created time for us to be in while we're living now. But like Bob's says a lot, and I think you do too, Sue, is that we're not to live in the past. That's gone. We can't project too far into the future, but we have today. We're supposed to live today, one day at a time, today. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says, today. And today's important. Mm-hmm. So make every day count, and that's what we're trying to do, make it all count. Sue, thank you for that. I love those comments. Let's swing over into prayer and praise and see if we have any requests. Let's see
we do. This isn't a forum. I have two, and they're not formal requests. There's just awareness of our friend, I'm going to call her JC, who is in the hospital, is still in the hospital. So we want to say a prayer for the most powerful, dedicated, just incredible heart and soul who's a member of the pod. And we just see you, JC, listening to these words and realizing that everybody's going to be, if they are inclined, putting their hands on their heart to acknowledge you. And to acknowledge your service in emergency medicine and flying in helicopters to rescue people and being on executive hospital teams and everything you've done your entire life to bring excellence, commitment, learning, leadership, which you do in the pod. We just see the heart and the mighty warrior goddess heart that you have in Christ. And everything is surrounding you, lifting you up and healing you so that you just know this is just a short little stint. Hopefully you got a little rest, that you are deeply loved by everyone on this call and beyond. And we see you totally healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now we have Sherry and Mike. And Mike was going in for a number of procedures. I did several studies with prayer, and I never liked going into the nitty-gritty and the dark side of the prayer. So I'm just going to – it burdens the prayer. So we're just going to go to Sherry and Mike, see them surrounded with supernatural light, the light that is free from dis-ease, the light – that is radiant with new glory, that is permeating every cell, every neuron, every thought form, all their fascia, every place that could be holding old energy, old thoughts, old ideas about what is possible if they were so deeply, purely entered into pure Christ love and consciousness that had nothing but the perfection of God in it. We see you surrounded in a beam 24/7 of that pure, miraculous energy. So it's so strong, it's like a laser removing any blocks, any limitations, any place that may be stored in your body, mind, spirit. And we see you totally healed and say, thank you, we love you, and amen.
Amen.
And finally, we're going to go to Ms. Genia.
Sue, can I say a prayer, quick prayer, before you go to Genia?
Okay, of course.
I've got one that I was thinking about. I mentioned earlier James or JT. I'm going to pray for him and all of the people that have been in and may still be in the so-called line of fires out in Washington State, because he's literally on the front line rendering help, evacuating nursing home, evacuating people, trying to provide up to 5,000 meals a day to people, trying to coordinate with the difficult to work with Red Cross, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to pray right now for him, for James, his family, and the other people that are in the midst of that. So, Lord God, this so-called fire or wildfire, which I know how it occurred, is something that has occurred before in other areas. And I'm going to pray against the deep state that caused it. And I'm going to suggest that that activity no longer can continue, and that James and his crews of people over there and everybody in Washington State could recover from this and make a nice recovery soon as possible without injury to anyone in that area. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I hope James heard that. It's good to hear his name.
Yeah.
Wisdom. Praying to God, would we do not know what to do? If we need wisdom, we should pray and ask God. Mm-hmm. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James 1:5. Ask God for direction, trust Him completely, and recognize that true reverence for God is the foundation of knowledge. Try to feel for a second what that means. Try to feel what reverence for God inside of you, outside of you, all around you. What does that feel like? What is the quality, the qualia? But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, then considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James 3:17. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledging Him, and He will direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Yeah.
Finding wisdom and understanding brings true joy, surpassing the value of silver, gold, and precious jewels. That's for sure. Proverbs 3:13-15. If Christians don't get involved in politics, politics will erase their rights to be Christians.
Hello.
Donald J. Trump. May we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. Mm-hmm. Peter Marshall. We give thanks for our many blessings for the Big Call platform 2 times a week, for our awesome leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and everyone behind the scenes, for the millions of listeners, for our family and friends, for this RV blessing and med beds to be available to us hopefully this week, for our country, military, and freedom. We pray this is true. The Board of Peace has secured a historic agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and all other armed groups in Gaza. Wishing everyone a very happy, healthy, and safe week. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Amen. Wow, that was really good, Jeannie. Thank you for those scripture references. Thank you for your prayer and everything that you send. And it's very valuable to us, and I appreciate it very much. You know, Sue, we talk about President Trump has read more scripture out loud in these meetings. Some of it's caught on TV, some of it isn't, than any other president. He is trying to bring this country together and to end all wars. And we're making progress at doing just that. And I'm looking forward to it just as much as everybody else is. And if anybody can pull all this country back together, I hope it is President Trump. And I think what is going to happen for us in fact, the military is no longer calling this a global currency reset, even though that's what it is. They're calling it a rebalancing of world economies, a rebalancing of world economies. And there's truth in that, too. So I appreciate what Jeannie said. And I would just say everyone just needs to hold on, hold fast. When having done all to do, continue to stand and stand for what is right in this country. Stand for what is right. And I think basically we have to hang on till the very end, but we're doing that. I'm not going anywhere. Bob's not going anywhere. Sue's not going anywhere. We're going to hang on until this whole thing comes to fruition. So be sure to that. But thank you, Sue, for that, for prayer and praise time. Let's go into what it is you'd like to bring to us tonight. It's always a nice surprise to me to know what you're working on and what you would have to impart to us.
Well, this is going to be a nice blend of frequencies. Some new research that I think Bob is going to just go yum around. And a new offering that I think is we're going to go a little bit deep, a little bit fun, a little bit scientifically rigorous, and get your pens out, okay? Get your pens out, because you're going to, if you write this down, you're going to myelinate. It's going to get deeper into your brain. And if it can get deeper into your brain instead of a superficial just information, I think it's going to create a very, very profound shift in the way you move forward. And so here's the thing. I've been very blessed to have exposure to so many people that are, you know, leaning forward for the RV to occur, to really redesign their life. Because it's really two things. How am I going to live my life so it's more nourishing? So it's more beautiful? So I contribute more without losing myself? So I have a new healthy identity with myself. And I rise in the quality of leadership that will bring flourishing to everything I do, to myself, to my cells, to my family. How am I going to regenerate myself, my community, my project? That's really the question. So the other day, I saw a piece of intel that was really remarkable, and it was talking about how 3 hertz, Bob, you're going to be interested in this, 3 hertz and several different papers that have been suppressed, 3 hertz, which are delta waves, are the waves that they're the slowest waves that we have in your brain, in the way your brain and your nervous system oscillates. I'm not going to go into the other brain waves. I'm just going to say it's 3 hertz. So I did some research, and it was in a peer-reviewed paper in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience that they found, and this is what havening is based on, that when you can slow your brain waves down, and you can slow your brain waves down, you start to begin to get into synaptic downscaling, toxic protein clearance, and energy restoration. And here's the thing. One step up from that is theta. When you slow your brain waves down, so you're in that restorative, quiet, you can use music to do it, you can follow your breath to do it. How many of you out there are like literally knowing how to consciously slow your brain waves down? When you do that, you're entering what is known as the God state, because you actually are going to almost a zero-point field where your mind, your body, your nervous system, your emotions are all slowing down and getting coordinated. And that's what's in every single one of the classes that we put out, is scientifically designed brain wave slow down meditations. Now, why should this be important? I'm going to tell you a little story. I had a celebrity doctor that gave me a testimonial saying, "Sue, I like your CDs very much. These kinds of programs can change the course of dis-ease." Very famous guy who listened to them and saw them. We have a white paper on this. We even used to create custom CDs, and we created a custom CD, and the person that used it had a doctor that said, "What have you been doing? It's a miracle. You've improved by 100 points. Now, why is that? The med beds, the new technology that you're going to be hearing about, is all about learning how to master in Christ, but start to give your body this space of restoration. It literally, glymphatic clearance. When you're sleeping at night, you go into delta slow brain waves, and it drives cerebrospinal fluids that flush metabolic waste from the brain. They are literally the waves that restore every process in your body. So when we're doing a meditation in the classes, that's something that I haven't sort of, it's the capstone for people that are in the classes, but I'm saying this to you now, and I'm going to show you why it's important. Everybody here has lived in a world that pushed hustle, stress, noise, the outside. That's what you know as reality. The new reality, you with a lot of money, now are you going to go back to, "Oh, this is what people with a lot of money do"? Or are you going to be the person that says, "Okay, I want to be restored. I want to keep what I get from the med bed. I want to be integrated in the way I use the scientific understanding of what Christ was teaching. The Father and I are one. Our brain states, they're consciousness states. They're not thinking it and then running around like a chicken with its head cut off. That's not the state Christ was in. He he was in a very, very coherent, beautiful, aligned state. Now think about if you could be just a little bit more calm, a little bit more aligned, and you could feel like energy was flowing through your body, which is what, go to Bob's site and look at the havening protocol. We brought together out the havening because it reduces your fear. It reduces your amygdala activation. It reduces your toxic or allostatic load on your body. You cannot be running around, taking phone calls, doing this, doing that, without it basically wearing down your body. So what we do in our classes, and I'm going to give you a kind of cool thing you may want to explore, is we show you how to think so we can bring this new non-survival thinking and move into flourishing and move into rewiring how your brain, your 95% of you is your memory. 95%. 5% of you is driving the bus. Look it up. So you're running past code. But if you come and you listen to a program that's going to teach you, sure, real leadership, management, cool stuff to start your project, but you're listening in a relaxed, beautiful, taking it in, wiring it in as a new way of being, a flourishing way of being, how much better do you think you're going to be operating in your life, with your family, with your teams, with everybody you're around? Sure, you can be ecstatic. Do you think I'm always sounding like a super calm person? No. But I also know my responsibility to walk into a meeting and be the person, or a big call, and be the person that's anchoring this new coherence that can, yeah, you can swing back and forth. You know, you could not swing back and forth. Your eye is single, but you're walking in as a person that's holding this new flourishing in Christ coherence. You're going to want to do that so you ping that off of other people. So we're offering a new course called Serious Play. And why did we pick, we finished our 249th class last week. I think it was last week. 249 classes, experiences of learning how to rewrite our world with every level of leadership, every level of team hiring, operations, building your family office, you name it, we cover it. Serious Play is the one we're putting out to the call tonight. Now, why did we pick that? Because Serious Play is about the play of reimagining what you can create. What can you, I'll write it down. I find it difficult to express how much these experiences have done for me. I simply want to become the very best version of myself so I can accomplish what's been placed in my heart. Sue creates a space where curiosity becomes a leadership strategy. It's Serious Play is for people that are going to get really curious about how amazing their projects could be if they designed it right. So this is a way to, do you have any like, oh, this could be overwhelming? And that's, I would say, 95% of people.
No.
When you get into this class, you're going to get a meditation. You're going to get a discussion on how to be innovative, creative, imaginative. And this is all based on the latest leadership science and learning science. And so what it's going to do is it's going to give you space. It's going to be like a creative sandbox. That's why we picked it. you know, we go kind of serious and we go kind of like, let's make it so these people are getting in their artist, scientist, rigorous mind so that you can break out of singing the way you always do. Barry's play was based on Michael Schrag, I think it was a Harvard Business Review book, that said how the world's best companies simulate to innovate. And so it's a wonderful class. If you ever find yourself kind of feeling, oh, life is so hard, you're going to get inspired and you're going to see yourself kind of getting excited about these projects you're doing. It's going to stimulate your brain to your nervous system, your imagination, your creative side. So anybody that's creative out there, this is your class. And it's going to let you see that we've all got to be remaking everything. And that includes ourselves. And there is no more fun than saying, how can it get better? How did I get it so I made it so much better? Can you imagine? Can you imagine creating, I'm blessed, 249 classes where people go, I can't even get over how much fun these classes are. I would freak out if I can't come. So do you want to have a class like that in your back pocket? All you have to do, and all I'm trying to do, by the way, is making it so this isn't like you're going to a boring, non-relatable, heavy left brain. This is whole brain teaching. And that's why everybody loves it so much. All you have to do to get that class, Serious Play, I'll give you a tag, Bruce, in a minute. The Leadership Advantage, Hidden in Curiosity, Creativity, and Intelligent Experimentation. It's really fun. It's really fun. It's going to help you see your life in a whole new way. Send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, @hushmail.com. Just put play. That'll get you excited. It's 3 hour-and-a-half classes. And all you have to do is just pop it in once a week. And you're going to be like, I'm a designer of a new reality. This is not doing a project. What you create and the people you're going to attract is sending a ripple into the new reality. So if you want to jump into the pool and be a creator and be inspired and do it in a low stakes way. No, you're doing this in your house, but your nervous system and your deeper mind is storing it. And that's where the power is. Serious Play, the hidden advantage of curiosity, creativity, this is for you, Bruce, and intelligent experimentation. Try it out and imagine getting to seriously play. That's my segment.
Serious Play is $150 for all 3 classes that are audio links that will be sent as a link in an email to you. And so send that email off tonight so that you can pick that class up. That is going to be one super class. I know that.
It is
Serious
so
Play.
Cool. Yep.
Just put in the subject line, play 150, play 150. Good, Sue. Thank you for that. Yeah,
You're welcome.
That's a really good explanation of that class. I think when I hear Serious Play, I'm thinking left brain serious, right brain play. Serious Play.
And what did you think about that wow, 100 points improvement. I bet you that was
yes.
interesting.
Yeah, that really was, wasn't it now? Yes.
Wasn't it, though? Yeah.
Yes, it was. And do you realize, Sue, that the Doors band, that Alex Huxley's poem dealt with the doors of perception, and that's where Morrison came up with the name for the Doors?
I know. Alex I'm thinking about changing, and don't mention anything, Bob, from brain optimization practice to perception optimization practice. That's in the works. So keep... we're rolling out little code words and things, right, Bob? I can see you smiling. I can see you, Bob. And I talk
Bob
about
is always
him.
Smiling. That's good.
I know he is. I know, but I can see him. I can literally, I might literally see him energetically.
Sue, are you distance viewing? Are you distance viewing?
Yeah, remote viewing.
Are you remote viewing?
You're not really supposed to do that unless you have permission. You know that.
I know. I'm remote viewing sometimes. And the question is, are you remote influencing sometimes?
And both of those.
You're supposed to have permission. I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. I really enjoyed that. I love that segment, and I think that's going to be a super class, really. I know it already is.
It is.
People will really have fun with that. They will enjoy serious play. All right.
Especially that 100-point improvement.
Especially. Yeah. Well, let's not bop till you drop. Let's pop till you drop, right?
Yeah, pop till you drop. Yeah, perception
good.
Optimization practice. That's the quantum
exactly.
version. Yep.
Yeah, I like that new version. It's pretty good. That's really good. All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that so much. And just for the record, Sue, I know you know this. 3 Hertz. Hertz was the German scientist that came up with, they used his name to describe what we older people know as cycles per second. CPS, cycle per second. 3 Hertz is 3 cycles per second. That's a very low and slow frequency. In fact, the hearing of the human is typically about 20 cycles per second, or 20 hertz, all the way up to 20,000, maybe. I mean, I think women can hear higher than men. And certainly as time goes on, your hearing tends to come back down, where you're lucky if you hear anything over 10,000 cycles per second. But that, I just want to clarify so people know what Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z, refers to. And you've heard 240 volts at 50 hertz or 110 volts at 60 hertz. You know, it's all about frequency. That's what Sue told me years and years ago. It's all about frequency. Remember that, Sue?
Yeah.
And it is.
No, Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, it's about frequency, energy, and vibration. And that's where we're going. Get on
train. Get on the train, y'all. Get on. That's right. Thank you, Sue. Pretty cool.
You're welcome.
Yep. All righty. Well, let's move into Bob's arena, and let's talk to Bob. Bob, I know you've got some cool testimonials, probably, and I know we started a new sale, and I don't know what else you want to talk about tonight, but the stage is yours. Tell us what's going on, Bob.
Sure, Bruce. And Sue and Bruce, you were talking about remote viewing earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
And there was a man that helped bring remote viewing to the military.
What's his name?
General Albert Stubblebine III.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't have that. I didn't have that name. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so he was in charge of military intelligence in the 1980s. And that was part of his initiative, was to bring remote viewing to the military so they could find the Russian missile silos prior to satellite surveillance.
Right, right.
And he was also the general that brought Anthony Robbins to the military.
Mm-hmm.
To introduce NLP and hypnosis there. And he and his wife had an institute not far from USU in Westchester County called the Alexandria Institute of Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And he was a great healer. He was really a powerful healer. He knew how to run all the neurobiofeedback equipment. He had studied out in California neurobiofeedback with his famous medical doctor wife. And I got to learn about nutrition science at that center from General Stubblebine's wife, who was a renowned psychiatrist and orthomolecular physician and nutritionist. And General Stubblebine could do a lot more than remote viewing. The power of his energy was astonishing.
And that's what advanced consciousness can do. Robert Monroe, Hemi Sink, right, Bob?
Yeah,
right?
He spent lots of time there with Robert Monroe.
Exactly.
Institute. And and he was a gentle giant. They said that he looked like Lee Marvin on steroids.
Wow.
But he was, when people would come to the Institute for Healing, he was like this giant ball of healing energy that was just like so happy and positive, and people would come from all over to come to this healing institute. And many, many stories to go with that. But
so cool,
also,
Bob. Thank you for being so emergent.
Thanks. There's another great story going on right now, because we got this testimonial 20 minutes ago, like right on cue, that it's a woman talking about collagen.
Okay.
And here's what she writes in. Very bitter. So I add it to my grape juice, and then it's okay. Miss Rich, I would prefer a pill the next time. So I was going to talk about this at the end, but since this came in while Sue was talking, I figured I'd talk about it first. But
right,
that's exactly what's happening, because we now have the collagen in pill form.
Yep.
And which is really good. For most people, this is going to be really great, because it does taste bitter, and also it has a temperature sensitivity in its liquid form. And depending on the temperature in your house, it can actually congeal or be very liquid. And so it's much better now that in the pill form, it will be much, much more consistent. You'll be able to travel with it much more easily, because it won't be in a glass jar, and no more bitterness. And also the dose is more precise, because when you're using a dropper in a bottle that might have congealed overnight because you turned the AC way down, this time you'll just take one pill and you'll have it. You'll have it just right. And so
Perfect. That
is now what's going out. So the people that are getting that product, that it's going to be going out in that format. And I know a lot of people were waiting for us to get it in the pill form. They didn't like the taste of it in the liquid.
Right.
But this product is very powerful. It It has a pain block in it that blocks neuropathic pain, and it also has compounds in it that activate your genome to act much younger in regard to the building of cartilage. And so the reason Eric Kurtz created this product is he is working in the field of aging and longevity and wellness and health span. And there are many millions of people that one of the worst things that happens to them as they age is they start to lose cartilage, particularly in their knees, and they get this so-called bone-on-bone, and it's so painful they can barely walk. A lot of people don't want to have surgery because they're afraid of the risks. They just don't want to do it. There's some people that have bone-on-bone and literally can't leave the house, and even if they want surgery, they can't get it because they have other health issues where they're not healthy enough to go through surgery. And Eric wanted a product that would help those people. And so he created an epigenetic reprogrammer that reactivates the genes that have gone dormant with age that help you to produce cartilage. And it works really, really well. And we have just as many testimonials from people that are not talking about their cartilage, but are talking about how well it helped with their pain relief. Right. And so for this gentleman that wrote in, looking forward to the pills next time, you got your wish, it's coming. And here's another testimonial that came in that was very interesting. And this person is talking about how the dynamic combo and how it's been giving her more stamina. And then it says this, my left knee doesn't knock, or should I say click, when I walk. Even without my knee brace, the C3 and C7 at the back of my neck on the left side cause throbbing pain from there to my left shoulder and trailed under my ear to my chin. My God and the Myotrol, the doctor said, surgery or shot, all pain has now gone away, and I go to physical therapy for both. God be the glory. No surgery and no shots.
Amen. And no pain.
Yeah.
Wow. Super.
Yep. No, this one came in. I can't wait to send that testimonial to Eric.
To Eric, yeah. Good.
So here's another one came in about our powdered peptides. They're called collagen peptides. And this is a different product. And this person writes in, my hair continues to grow along with my nails. My nails seem to be much less brittle than before.
Mm-hmm.
This one lady wrote in about Myotrol and sent in a picture of the cutest dog you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, really?
Amazing. She writes in, I have more energy to walk my dog about 3 times a day. And, more energy, something that I saw tonight. I met up with a friend of mine, and he had just finished working all day as a construction worker. And normally, that's it for him for the day and the evening. He was in his 50s, and that was about the extent of it. He recently started taking Myotrol, Boomer Boost, and barley, like 2 days ago. And today, he got finished working, and he's like, I can't believe it. He goes, I feel like I could go work out at the gym. He's like, I have more energy than when I started the day. And I was looking at them like, man, you look different. The color of your face is different. And you look like a different person. And he really did. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, you just look like you have a whole different energy about you. And he's like, you know, I think now, you know, after work, I can participate and do other things, which is really great. Then we got this other testimonial that came in yesterday that says about olive leaf extract. And it says, this is a new product for me, and it's helping me with my on and off again low-grade infections that I get in the summer. This is really good. Olive leaf extract is underrated. You know, it's one of those things that people need to think more about because it really does help boost your immune system. And in summertime, some people get, you know, summer colds or the flu, and it's very important. And then also, this is the last one I wanted. The last testimonial. This is one that really hits home. So this is a woman writes in, well, I was very exhausted for weeks on end, but I couldn't figure it out. My holistic doctor tested me and said my adrenals were low. The next day, my order of Myotrol arrived. I took them immediately. Within a day, my energy was fully returned. No more 3 p.m. naps. Also, I feel stronger when I walk. I feel like I did when I was younger. I no longer dread being a senior. I refuse to accept that I have to get older. I know it's all in a positive, upbeat mind, but it sure helps to have Myotrol and collagen to help me. You guys sure did your homework when it comes to being a boomer. Even my holistic doctor, who's very picky with quality supplements, was very impressed with your products. Thank you for being in my new life ahead. Cheers.
That was so good, Bob. Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, this is what, you know, the new world of anti-aging and health span is all about. I mean, here's a lady that you would think, you know, without the availability of these products, would probably just keep on going downhill. And that would just be what would be expected. But now, here it is, literally one day later, she's back on track to a new life. And her very picky holistic doctor is even impressed. And we see that all the time. There's a lot of very picky holistic doctors, but whenever they see what's happened with the invention of these products, they can't believe that they actually exist. They thought this was something for the future. But I tell you, the future of a long health span is right here, and there's no questioning it. We have over 4,350 testimonials, and for people that have been following along, 1,000 of them have come just recently from these new products. It's what we have for tonight, and I'll tell people as a reminder what we have that's on sale, because for some people this is going to be really great. So this is a sale where we have three separate products but the reason we put these on sale is a lot of people have been asking our staff, when are we going to put this and this on sale? And so one of them is Boomer Boost, which we is on sale along with our lignins. A lot of people have been asking about, and probiotics.
Yeah.
And so we were able to put these on sale because we have more coming. right? When we get lignans and probiotics, we only get them delivered once a year because these are one-off products. They're made once a year. They have a shelf life of about 4 years, but we get new stuff every year. And so we know that they're on the way. They're going to be here within the next few months, and we have enough to do this sale. The same is true with Boomer Boost. And the way it works is if you get two, which means a combination of two different ones or two of one, you are going to get a 10% discount. And this is on top of a discount that you can get if you have a subscription for these products. You can end up with a 20% discount. And don't forget this also. When people purchase products, even at a discount, you build cashback bonuses. And so if people already have some cashback bonuses, you take advantage of the sale and you have a subscription, you know, you're going to get the equivalent of 25% off with this type of a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just the way that we have it structured for many different reasons. This is how people get the best price. And that's what we have going on, Bruce. It's
excellent.
21 minutes after 10 right now.
All right, Bob. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. That's really good. And I love the testimonials, and I love the fact that we've got collagene now in pill form. And we've got it, which it'll be super easy to take and still be a super effective product for building cartilage and eliminating pain, joint pain, and just back pain in general. So thank you for that. Now let's tell everybody how to get to the site so they can take advantage of the sale. First off, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get on that, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. If you click on it, it's a direct link to Bob's site. You go right into his site, and you can see in the products menu, pull down the on-sale tab, see the products that are on sale that Bob just mentioned, and take advantage of that 10% off if you buy two or more, any combination of those three products. And that's a good deal. Get that, especially Boomer Boost, which rarely goes on sale. It's good. I have to take advantage of all three of those products tomorrow. This is a reminder to myself. Take advantage of it. Now, if you need customer support from Boomers, there's a toll-free number to call, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of the sale. Take advantage and take a look at the testimonials, which will also be on the site. Look at the various products. Look through, see what you feel like you want to do. And if you want to add these products in particular or create a subscribe and save subscription service, they would double your discount to go from 10 to 20% if you put it on a subscribe and save. So that's really cool. And that's really it. And that's a lot of cool stuff. I think Eric Kurtz will love that new testimonial. And it's just an amazing thing. Yeah, the future is now. The future is right now because these products are available. They're doing amazing things. And, you know, Bob has the testimonials and the 4.7 star ratings to prove it. Really good. All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Let's get into where we find ourselves on Intel. I told you guys things are starting to tighten up. That's still true. I can give you a few things that are just little pieces here, and we'll try to build our puzzle with it. So far, as of today, and even up until 6 o'clock tonight, there are still no rates on the screens at redemption centers. We're hoping all that changes tomorrow, and I'll tell you more about that in a second. We did see that there is some trading back and forth on the ZIM. And you know I've told you guys for years now what the term on par means. And we're not talking about golf. On par means trading at the same rate as. When we say the ZIM is on par with the dollar, it means the ZIM is worth $1 per ZIM. Because remember, ZIM uses the term dollar, Zimbabwe dollar. Okay? So if you have a Zimbabwe currency note, is really a bearer bond of a $50 billion note, that's what it's going to be worth, $50 billion. $10 trillion, $50 trillion, $100 trillion, you know the story. Now, what about this? What if I were telling you that they're trading the ZIM and it's actually going up in value? And it could be worth more than $1 against our USN dollar. What if it was worth $1.02 or $1.05 or even $1.10 or possibly a little bit more? This is what we're hearing, is that it's very possible that this Zimbabwe dollar could be higher than the $1. Now, I've heard that in the past. It's been true in the past. I've never brought that out on the call, but I believe it's important for you not to be in too much shock if that is the case. Personally, I think one-to-one being worth one U.S. dollar, a new U.S. dollar, USN, is terrific. That is absolutely amazing. But don't be surprised. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if it's a little bit higher. Okay? So we'll see how that shakes out. I found that to be very interesting yesterday when I heard that. Okay. Obviously, we don't do rates per se on the big call, and we have no rates on screens yet today, but we know that Forex rates usually show up on a Wednesday or a Sunday night. And we're being told that we will get new rates possibly tomorrow. Now, that would translate to new rates on bank screens and redemption center screens as well. So I look forward to getting a report. And it may be that I'll get that report tonight, which typically happens 10, 11 o'clock at night. I might get something after the big call ends. But I do have three different sources that are saying almost the same thing. Two of the sources are saying, if this does not go tomorrow, meaning Wednesday, the 5th, if this does not go tomorrow, then we're looking at the 8th or 9th, which is Saturday the 8th or Sunday the 9th, this weekend, if we don't get this tomorrow. The other source is saying it should go tomorrow, but if not, we're looking at the 8th or 9th, which is Saturday or Sunday. It should go tomorrow, but if not, we're looking at the weekend. So we've got two that are saying if it doesn't go tomorrow, it'll happen on the weekend. And one is saying it should go tomorrow. But if not, we're looking at the weekend. Now, that's a roundabout way of saying that's what three of our sources, all three separate, are saying about where we are right now. All right. We also know that there have been a number of pickups and drop-offs. And you know when I talk about pickup on aisle 3, aisle 5, aisle 10, whatever it is, that's what's happening. It is ongoing. We know that it seems to be never-ending. And I can understand why. There's still a lot of shenanigans going on out there, and there's some people that need to be removed and arrested, and that's what's happening. So I don't have an up-to-date on numbers. I do know the numbers, but I'm not supposed to bring them out. So that's a big deal. Some of the numbers are global. Some are within the United States. And anytime you turn around, it seems like, you know what this thing is, you guys? This is a military operation, and it is subject to change. It's kind of a hurry up and wait kind of scenario, which is kind of a military term. And you know, we've had a green light before to go, and we didn't go. We had a green light from President Trump and our military to go. And now we're in a situation where we're looking for another green light, another go signal. That'll come from military, be passed down to the Treasury. Treasury will pass it down to Wells Fargo, and they'll pass it down to us in the form of a of 800 numbers and a notification. And by the way, those 800 numbers are supposed to come as an email notification and a text message as well. It could come to you in both forms. And I've told you guys that we're going to do an email from bigcalluniverse.com. That'll be from us to you. We'll also post it on our website, which you know is bigcalluniverse.com, and we'll also have the 800 number to put out on a call. Now, I was told by a top person with Wells Fargo East Coast that if I do get the number and can put it out on a call, which I'd hoped would be today, it's not today, we might get started tomorrow, in which case we would have a call on Thursday. It'd be more of a celebration call, but we're still going to have it Thursday. And if I get the number between now and Thursday, I will put it out on the call. And this individual, who's a high up executive, top of the heap with Wells Fargo, said it would be much appreciated if Bruce put the number out on his call. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's an honor. I've always looked at it as that would be an honor to be able to do that. So I'm looking forward to getting that. Now, am I going to get the number before anyone else? Early? I had thought maybe I would, but not yet. I don't have it yet, and I'm looking for it just like you guys are. So hopefully something cranks out tomorrow, and we're able to get this party started. Either way, though, we'll have a call Thursday night, and then we'll look forward to seeing what would happen on the 8th. Uh-oh, there's China's number, the 8th. 8 is the number of new beginnings, biblically, or the 9th, which is Sunday. So that's what we're told right now. It's either if it goes tomorrow, great. If not, we're looking at the weekend. All right. I hope so. I'm looking forward to that. I'm only telling you guys what I'm hearing. And there's not a whole lot out there. We get a little bit here from a Redemption Center leader. We get a little bit there from somebody who knows that the Zen was trading. We get a little piece here about, you know, the timing of when we think we're going to be notified. You know, and we try to piece it all together and make sense out of it. And that's where I am on this thing. As far as the Middle East is concerned, I'm really more concerned about what's happening in our own country right now in terms of Washington State and the so-called fires that took place. And I guess I better not go too deep on it. But it looks like to me that we just have to get the people that set them. And my understanding is we're working on that. So hopefully that's good news. In the meantime, which is where we are, Sue has a brilliant offering of a class known as, I was going to call it something different.
As
Serious Play. I was going to call it Suddenly Susan, but that wasn't it, was it? Suddenly Susan. Serious Play is just that. It's serious on the one hand, but it's playful on the other hand. It's creative. This is going to bring out the creative side of you to get ready for your projects. And it's really what you need to know so that you can play these three classes for $150. All three classes come to you in an email as a link that you click on as an audio link. And you listen to one class per week. So it could take you 3 weeks to listen to it. Listen, each class is an hour and a half long. And you have a meditation in each class. You've got beautiful music in each class. You've got, you know, things that will bring your projects together in a creative way. And it is serious, but it's play. It's both. It's both. It's serious and it's play. So if you want it, it's $150. Send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, INTE. I'm going to call it Integrated, INTE. GRATED, Integrated, even though we say integrated, sometimes people have trouble with, well, what? How's that spelled? INTEGRATED, Minds, 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 at hushmail.com. Send that off to Sue tonight. She'll process those. Watch your emails. If you have PayPal, great. You don't have to worry about it if you don't. Sue will invoice you and allow you to pay it a different way. So that is what you're supposed to do. Get those out to her. It's put your name and your cell phone number in your email so she can text you if she needs to. Typically, everything you get will be by email, and you'll get downloaded this class, and you'll be able to listen to it and hold it and keep it for a long, long time. And this is really the way to go. This is going to be a really, I know it's already a good class. We've heard testimonials on it, and people are raving about it. So pick it up, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, and send that off tonight. And Sue will get that out to you tomorrow. Okay? It's tomorrow, Wednesday. Yeah, good day to get it out. Now, that's what I would have to say tonight. Guys, I'm hoping tomorrow is the day. And, of course, after I hang up with you guys tonight, what am I going to get? Probably more and additional intel tonight. Maybe. It typically happens. There's a possible call we're expecting probably around 11. So maybe I'll get something tonight. In the meantime, I want everybody to just continue to press in. Continue to believe for this amazing, miraculous time that we're in. And I want you to live one day at a time, each day. You know, Jesus says, you know, in the prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Give us our bread one day at a time. You know? And, you know, that's really where we are. So I think that's really what we need to do, is just continue to believe. Pray for unity of the body of Christ. Pray for unity of all of Big Call Universe, which is substantial. We have a big reach. And thank you for everybody that has helped the Big Call make it for 15 years. If you're a listener and you're part of Big Call Universe, you've helped this call to continue. And we're going to take you all the way to the finish line. All the way. And we'll get there. We'll get there. You know, it's kind of like, the speech, you know, that was said about, you know, we may not get there together, but we will get to the promised land. And I know that we will. And, Martin Luther King Jr. had a lot of cool things to say in that speech. I may not get there with you, but he said, we will get to the promised land. And in a way, in a real sense, we're almost on our way. We're on our way. We're almost there in the promised land. So let's pray the call out. I want to thank Sue again for it just seems like every week your delivery is even better than the week before, and the teachings are good, and everything's good. And Bob, right there, with the latest and the best, and both of you just do so much to complement what I'm trying to offer on the Big Call as its originator. It's not all about me. Sue says that a lot. It's not about me. Well, this isn't about me either. It's really about all of us. And I thank you, Jeannie, for your continued support. Prayer and praise time is always good because you're there. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for everything you're doing. And, thank you, Pastor Scott. Continue to heal, brother. Let us know how you're doing. And thank you, James, and appreciate you hanging in there and helping do everything you're doing out in Washington State. So let's go ahead and pray the call out, you guys, and we'll look forward to seeing what we can between now and Thursday. Lord God, we thank you for everything that's happening. It's coming together for us. We're sticking together. We're looking forward to the unity of the faith, unity of the believer, and the unity of Big Call Universe and putting projects together. Thank you for everything that you've done to take us to this point and bring us over the finish line. Thank you for the call, for everybody that's added everything that they have to the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a good night tonight. Let's hope for tomorrow. Let's see what happens. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Or we'll talk to you Thursday, rather, on the Big Call. All right. Good night, everybody. God bless you all.